Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com. Save during Chevy Truck Month and get both 0% financing and $6,500 cash back on select 2017 Silverado pickups. Get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Month in.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Push for the playoffs is on, and the Chicago Wolves are currently battling for first place. The Wolves have 5 home games left, including versus Rockford. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Cubs and Diamondbacks tied up 2-2 in the 6th inning in Arizona. Jake Arrieta's given up 7 hits, 2 earned runs, and 5 innings pitched. He also struck out 4 and hit a home run. Manager Joe Maddon today talked about the starting rotation for the season. And it looks like this. John Lester is the number one starter, followed by Jake Arrieta, John Lackey, Brett Anderson, and then 2016 ERA leader Kyle Hendricks in the 5th spot. Maddon says that decision is based on matchups and is not a slight to Hendricks. Maddon also said today he's looking forward to getting his shortstop, Javi Baez, back.
Looking forward to having him back. You saw the energy. You saw the ability. I mean, everybody's talking about him now, if they hadn't been talking about him before. So good for him. Bully for him. I think it's great.
Meanwhile, the White Sox are leading the Reds 3-0 in the middle of the 7th. Jose Quintana has been dealing all day. He's given up just 2 hits, no walks, and struck out 3 in 6 innings of work. Lurie Garcia, 2-for-3 today. Nicky Delmonico, 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs. Manager Rick Renteria says he feels good about where the Sox are headed.
Absolutely. I think that the Chicago White Sox are in a good position in terms with of the young men that we have had in camp and moved them down, and especially how they performed. I mean, all our pitchers have actually done a nice job. Positionally, we've had guys that have done a nice job. So I know it's always a tough day today. Anytime you're sending guys out because they're disappointed, but we want them not to be discouraged. We want them to understand that they got to keep working. They got to keep doing things that are necessary for them to get better and help us move forward in the future.
Blackhawks are back in action tonight at the UC as they host Dallas. Corey Crawford gets the start in goal. Puck drops at 7:30. Hawks announcing today they've agreed to a 2-year contract extension with Tanner Caro. Bulls have the day off today. They'll host Philly tomorrow. Cam Payne has been reassigned to the Windy City Bulls. The Bears have officially re-signed wide receiver Deontay Thompson to a 1-year deal. The team will also conduct a private workout with Notre Dame quarterback DeShone Kizer late next week. In college basketball, 4 Sweet 16 games on tap for today. Both Purdue and Michigan playing later on tonight. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com. And join the Score on Dos Equis at Miller's Ale House off 95th Street in Chicago, in Chicago Ridge tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. Come by and watch the game, enjoy a cold Dos Equis, and grab some great Score prizes. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by the Burr Ridge team at Saia LTL Freight.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's about the World Baseball Classic. Puerto Rico goes up against the U.S.
You know, America's cool, but if you're people from Puerto Rico, you tap into that and you enjoy yourself.
I'll be watching and rooting for Puerto Rico.
Really?
I like them better.
Dan?
Why? I like them better. What about the producers?
Same thing. Rooting the same exact way on this side of the glass.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Team America, baby. Let's go. I want nice gentlemanly handshake line. At the end
setting the bat down.
Am I missing something? Do you not want me to be patriotic?
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Marcus Stroman on the mound.
He pitches like he's 6'5 and the king of the hill. That's the attitude you gotta have when you're on the mound.
Back to Stroman. Chopper to shortstop, another grand ball, no hits, 3-6. Stroman departs with a no-hitter into the seventh and leads to a hero's exit.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
Kinsler with a swing and a drive, well hit to center field. Hernandez is back, and it's gone!
That's what you've earned here tonight, one game.
The 3-2. Scores.
Right behind him. 6-0
U.S.
We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
This is your time. Their time is done. It's over.
51,000 plus on their feet.
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
That's from Robertson's grounded to third base. Arenado's got it. And the U.S.
Well, Skip, how about this team?
You know, I got a chance to manage for our country. Coaches got a chance to coach for our country. The players got a chance to play for our country. But you know what? This is for the people that serve our country.
I'm brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Woo-hoo! USA! 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 USA!
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Tanny letting his flag fly high.
Jesus.
And you with your doing gifts today.
Because.
That's enough out of you two. Time to stand trial for baseball treason. Death or exile, which would it be?
If you know Chris Tannehill, he's just doing that because he can. Right. And not because he believes any of that. The last 2.5 minutes were a complete fabrication and pandering to you, the guy driving around in your fuel-efficient Ford Fusion with your American flag on the back of it and screaming, "Yeah, Teddy! He's not on your side." That was the fan, like the Bears fan bit on SNL just now. So everybody walking around fist pumping, "Yeah, Rocco!" Like Chris Tannehill summoning Hulk Hogan and
that was Herb Brooks.
Such a bad guy.
Miracle, right? That was Kurt Russell as Herb Brooks.
Ew. I can't believe
you. I know, it's kind of gross.
Anything for a pop from Chris Tannehill. That's, you've changed. Like, that's,
yeah, guy starts getting car commercials.
Man, and, you know, he was Mr. Shoot an Arrow into the Sky over here, and then now.
Don't worry, you guys can wait another, 4 years for another chance at a title?
Because Lord knows you're all about the U.S.'s World Baseball Classic Championship hopes. Shout out to Chris Tannehill for that one. Good times.
All right, I saw this in the Wall Street Journal, and you remember after the deaths of Yordano Ventura and Andy Marte in the Dominican Republic, that I spent some time thinking about it, wrote a piece and talked to some people about the idea that maybe baseball should try to help because of having mined the natural resources of that tiny little island, that island has given a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of resources, a lot of people to MLB, and it remains a dangerous place. And maybe there was something that baseball could do to try to make sure these kinds of things, or with Oscar Tavares, that these things don't happen again. Well, guess what? Do you remember former Cub pitcher Amari Telemaco?
Yes.
One of the great Harry Carey names.
A-M-A-U-R-Y.
Amari Telemaco.
Yes.
I first broadcast his games when he was a Peoria Chief coming to town in 1993. It was a name with which I've been familiar for a while. Mm-hmm. This is the Wall Street Journal. It says Amari Telemaco was devastated this winter when, on a single January night, two professional baseball players died in separate car crashes in the Dominican Republic. As the Latin American pitching coordinator with the Pittsburgh Pirates, Telemaco works every day with young talents like Yordano Ventura and Andy Marte, the two players killed, and he is painfully aware that such tragedies have become a grim pattern in his home country. Traveling to Florida the next morning from a staff retreat outside Pittsburgh, Telemaco thought of Ramon Ramirez, Sandy Acevedo, and Jose Rosario, three minor leaguers who all died on Dominican roads in the span of 3 months last year. He thought of Oscar Tavares, the heralded St. Louis prospect who died while driving drunk on a Puerto Plata freeway during the 2014 World Series. He also thought of all the people who die behind the wheel every day in his homeland, and he decided to make a play for change.
Okay.
A major league pitcher from 1996 to 2005, Telemaco reached out to a friend with experience in graphic design. At 1:25 p.m. on January 27th, he sent out a tweet announcing the creation of a new campaign he calls Ni Uno Más, Not One More. He said, I just want to be a voice to be heard, a voice so people can understand that we need to pay attention. We should not be drinking and driving. We should not be driving when we're tired. We should have someone there when we drink. We should not be texting and driving. This is stuff we can avoid. And his nascent efforts quickly received support in Dominican baseball circles. Last month, Telemaco and three other recently retired players, Otavio Dotel, Miguel Batista, and Francisco Cordero, spoke to a group of teenagers and their parents at a special event in Santo Domingo. Each of the four players addressed a different topic. Telemaco talked about the role of spirituality in making smart decisions. Dotel offered guidance on how to overcome adversity. Cordero emphasized the significance of knowing who to trust and let into your inner circle. Batista talked about the importance of an academic education, even for aspiring ballplayers. Around the same time, another event in La Romana, Telemaco's hometown, featured Cleveland Indian slugger Edwin Encarnacion discussing how to behave and handle friends and family after coming into money. Said somebody needs to step up and do what they're doing. And Encarnacion said, we need it. So the Dominican Republic is among the most dangerous countries in the world for drivers. About 29 out of every 100,000 inhabitants die in traffic-related incidents, the most in the Western Hemisphere. And Telemaco said, instead of roads to connect one city to another, our highways are a valley of death. And we've been through a lot of this. The challenges can be greater for baseball players who become local celebrities the moment they sign their first pro contract, often as teenagers. Many come from poverty, where even a modest signing bonus can be life-changing, and it causes problems that can transcend baseball. So when players sign, families believe they've won the lotto and have the chicken with the golden egg, is what Batista said. And they go on and on for all the stuff that we know. They said one of the status symbols is getting a nice car. Young players sometimes drive around with no destination just to show off their souped-up vehicles. And Telemaco said young players will sometimes buy a fancy new car even if they don't have a license. And teams try to educate their young Dominican players about these dangers, with several pledging to redouble their efforts. Joel Lithgow, who runs the New York Yankees Dominican Academy, says the organization runs weekly seminars on such issues, as does virtually every other team, but there's only so much teams can do. And Rob Manfred has been quoted about league having comprehensive programs in place. Tony Clark spoke similarly, but former players say it's not enough. So Telemaco's group is trying to address the problem at the root before young players sign pro contracts. And he will be at the Dominican early next month, planning to meet with a rep from the Ministry of Sports, trying to get government support for Ni Uno Más. And he and his group are planning to travel the entire country to deliver their message. Current players have expressed interest in joining up. So the answer is, after what we said, it wasn't baseball doing it. And it was just one guy. It was Amari Telemaco, the former Cub starting pitcher, as the Latin American pitching coordinator for the Pirates, just feeling he wanted to do something.
Yeah, good on him.
It's great.
Good on him. You know, and it's so crazy, especially in a lot of these countries. The education, we take for granted the things that are thrown at us, and we think, oh my God, who doesn't know that? But we have to be reminded with the clickety ticket campaigns and the don't text while drive. Hell, we gotta be reminded that you shouldn't smoke cigarettes in this country. So for those things to be absent, you know, completely barren from a landscape where, like you mentioned, you've got cars on roads that can't, one, you've probably got drivers who can't handle certain cars, but the expendable cash to get those cars, and then you put them on roads where they probably shouldn't be, where some of these S-turns and some of these ridiculous angles and
there's
hilly
no guardrails, yeah. and also there's so few hospitals. Yeah. If you're in a bad accident, you're going to die. You're more likely to die there because nobody can rush you to a properly equipped hospital.
Well, we know about that here in this city as far as level one trauma units, especially for people who are
certain areas.
Yeah, shotgun victims, handgun victims, or gun violence victims. But man, that we take for granted the small doses of education that are necessary. And it's not even about book learning and all those things, but the reinforcement of this is dangerous. This is what you should do. This is what you shouldn't do. You look at some of the African countries where people have to be told about safe sex because of the AIDS epidemic. And it's something that we, of course, take for granted because we learn in health class. All right, this is what you do. You wrap it up. Simple as that. You know, I used to go into Church Street Barbershop and there was a fishbowl of condoms as a kid. And yeah.
Really?
Yeah, right across the street from my high school. And I wasn't having sex. And I would always look at it as like the forbidden thing. Like, one day I'm going to put my hand in that bowl.
You could still have, I mean, how many of us carried one around just in case?
Yes.
You never knew.
And then if you carried around too long.
You get a little ring in your wallet.
Yes. And you put that wallet down in front of your mom and dad like, oh, what's that for?
That's a good sign. Speaking as a parent, I want to see that.
Yeah, well, you want to also know if your child is sexually active before that, probably.
Certainly.
So
they had to go through the whole Robert Crown.
What's that?
Experience the Crown Center.
But are people just giving it up at Robert Crown? And I don't know.
The educational facility where you go. They put all the kids on a bus.
Yeah.
I didn't have that. Fifth grade, go for the day, and they all come home looking a little different.
Like, yeah.
How was your day? It was fine.
I was so ready freshman year that I got my curriculum, and I go into my science class first day. And, you know, 14-year-old freshman, you got like some sophomores in the class, and I'm, you know, scoping out the scene. I'm like, oh, this wasn't in eighth grade. I'm seeing people who have matured. And I'm like, throw my hand up immediately. And this is after the introduction, after the teacher's telling us. I didn't listen to a word of it. Not a word of it. I go, when are we going to learn about sex? And
Let's talk about you and me.
I will never forget. I believe his name was Mr. Williams. He goes, well, Mr. Goff, is it? This is Earth space science. So I put my hand down, and I knew that I would not be having a sex talk with anybody in that class, nonetheless the teacher.
This is comparative literature.
Right. Dog, I have never, I've been embarrassed many a time in my life.
But even funnier, it's like, well, this is trigonometry, but whatever you want.
Right.
Right now, what do you want to know? Right.
Next up.
Sine, cosine, tangent, and I got some other things for you.
He just pulls down
happen to have this handy chart.
The solar system is on one of the drop boards. Right. All of a sudden, he's got one with a nipple behind it. All right, I was hoping someone would
say it's about damn time somebody asked that question. That's outside the box thinking, if you know what I mean.
Dan, there have been many times in this life where I have been mortified. That was one of those times where it was like, because I've never been a read the instructions or directions kid.
Science.
Yeah, dude.
That's great.
Like deadpan. Like, well, and he looks at his chart. He looks at his seating chart. Well, Mr. Goff, is it Goff? This is Earth space science.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, cool. I'm out. And that was the beginning of my high school career right there.
So, by the way, the interaction you have had on the score text line.
Dude.
With a texter who believed that didn't understand that Chris Tannehill's USA rejoin, even with Homer Simpson and Hulk Hogan and problem. Everybody else, didn't realize it was tongue in cheek. And this guy said he was moved to tears as an American.
This is the problem. Like Tanny thinks it's just all fun and games. And he's
what was wrong?
He's selling a bill of goods to someone who probably followed him on every social media platform because he thought he had a partner in USA Crime with him. And now, you know, that guy is melting in his front seat, you know, getting ready to go on his third shift or whatever the case may be. And he heard your stirring rejoin, and he didn't realize that we were just having a little fun.
Do you think they were just having fun when they brought that that eagle on the field last night, that statue of the eagle, and put it at the pitcher's mound? Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
It's great.
I watched it on DVR, so I went straight to an eagle.
Yeah, it's like a porcelain eagle figure.
That's gonna be somebody's avatar now.
It was one of the players' father-in-laws crafted it all on his own. You didn't see a picture of this?
No.
What are you making over there?
An eagle.
A baseball-y one.
I'm making a really baseball-y, American-y eagle.
And then afterwards, Jim Leland said this was for the troops.
Use as an ashtray.
Or you use Jim Leland as an ashtray, or use the statue as an ashtray?
Wow. Over the troops.
Yeah, man. Yeah, my little cousin is in Afghanistan right now. Don't think he was tuned into the World Baseball Classic.
All those watching and listening on Armed Forces Radio. Right. Oh, we don't get this game.
All right, okay. Hey, come on now. We better get Thunder Wizards though. Like, I don't think he was like, you know what? Andrew McCutchen has really been clutch. Let me make sure I don't step on this IED. You know, like I don't think that's
wasn't resonating.
Right. I don't think that's where their heads were at. But hey, if you gotta, you know, if you're gonna American it up, you got like there is no halfway in it. You know, that's why I make fun of it on the side that I make fun of it on, because you can't halfway the whole
hyper nationalism thing.
Yeah, you can't go USA. You got to either put your foot in it or don't do it at all.
And by the way, you can't tell me that Stroman wasn't out there. He wasn't swaggy enough for you if you saw any of that going
on. He was screaming after every side was retired.
Adam Jones had the Air Jordan custom spikes.
I did not say that they weren't swaggy enough. What I said was these swagtastic ways of the Puerto Rican team and the Dominican team, that's where my heart was, because I was more drawn to those young men. Hey, listen, Ian Kinsler, hey, he wrote the check and his game cashed it. You know, he put a lot of spotlight on himself with his very, you know, patriotic stance on how to play the game, and he went out there and he did the damn thing. So,
That eagle statue is quite a thing.
It's
not just a wood carving. It's like he put feathers on it.
Like a feather dress? Headdress?
And it's completely out of proportion. The head is like five times too big. It looks like
a child?
No, it looks like
if Jay Zawoski was an eagle.
It looks like if an eagle were an NBA Jam. He's on fire! Right.
Please, set this on fire!
This eagle's on fire!
Look at this, see?
We got a little proportion problem.
It's 5-4-1. Nice job making America great again, Tanny. Look at
boom, shakalaka!
Yeah, Tanny for Tanny Sky for president.
Sky pointed Tim Kitzrow. This is their mascot thingy.
I said IED. I didn't say IUD. Like, IUD
is a step on one of those. Yeah, that's back to our other conversation.
If you're stepping on one of those, you're doing it wrong. Well, maybe you're doing it right. But once again, don't yuck another guy's yum.
This is their unofficial mascot, this sort of out of proportion giant eagle statue.
Hey, man. America. Yeah. It's a great country.
Yeah, it's
like, how can I, like, how can anybody, like, seriously, how can anyone think that I'm not as American can get?
It's all porcelain?
Tanny, I'm the damn.
I don't know. I didn't see a great picture, a good quality picture. I'm just guessing.
It's not
wood.
Saying.
I thought it was carved out
giant
of wood.
Giant victory eagle that Pat Neshek ran out with. Of course, it's Pat Neshek. This victory
eagle has an underarm delivery as well.
They had all the early 2000s Twins bullpen out there last night on both teams.
Yeah, I saw J.C. Romero.
40 years old, J.C. Romero.
J.C. Romero, they put up his 2013 stats. Like, that's when you know, you know, you shouldn't ask somebody's gym teacher to come out there and throw. And he got it up to 87, too. I'm sitting there like, damn. Like, you know, J.C. Romero's arm was just in the catcher's mitt every pitch. Like, hey, man, just throw me back my arm. You know, I could get another couple pitches in, Skip, but my arm keeps flying off into the catcher's mitt. Oh, my God. These people, me? Not American enough? Kidding me? I'm the American dream, damn it.
And you know, usually
I'm
when
the spawn of foreigners who came to this country and tried to make it better,
usually
and then
when
made
you,
a way.
When you see an eagle on TV, almost 100% of the time, you will then hear the scream of a red-tailed hawk. Because it's they don't want to
That didn't take long.
They don't want to use the actual eagle call because it doesn't sound like what you think should go with it, because a red-tailed hawk sounds cool. An eagle does not sound cool. And almost any time there's a TV ad and you see it, you just know that you're not hearing an actual eagle scream because it's kind of lame.
This guy taking the fun out of eagles right there. For
I love eagles. That's my thing. The birds of prey are my deal. That's my thing.
We're having a
speaking of
time.
America.
Oh, yeah. Check us out on watch670thescore.com. Our live video stream is brought to you by American Needle. Follow them on Instagram at American Needle. If you're following me on Instagram at Jason1Goff, you can see all those beautiful American Needle hats. Get yourself right for the spring and the summer upcoming. You don't want to be walking around here with that old school garbage on your head. You need yourself.
I don't think that's in the copy.
Old school garbage.
Hot garbage.
You need that American Needle. And they got, because dad hats are in now. So they have the dad hat.
What constitutes a dad hat?
The hat that looks like it's too small for your head.
Okay.
With the regular, was it curved bill? And they got
small for head
like a
Rick,
dad hat,
like Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick.
Yeah,
kind of thing,
yeah. Or? And then you throw the team's logo on there as well. Yeah.
Is that it? Like,
yeah, they got the dad hats. You know, I saw that a couple of nice Coca-Cola hats on there too. They got a lot of licensing going on there for American Needle. They got some pretty cool stuff.
Do.
So go to AmericanNeedle.com and follow them like I am following them on Instagram at American Needle. When we come back, it's on. You know what we're going to talk about. We're just going to talk about it a little bit more right here on 670 The Score.
Watch and listen to every NCAA tournament game live on 670thescore.com. Presented by Sam Adams. Pursue better. The big dance is here. Listen to Whip Around NCAA men's basketball coverage from Westwood One. Free on the TuneIn app.
I'm Greg Giannotti, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. The World Baseball Classic is over with Team USA beating Puerto Rico last night 8-0. However, the story today isn't about Marcus Stroman's dominant performance or how this was Team USA's first WBC victory, but rather how to celebrate. Team USA's Ian Kinsler said prior to the game he hopes kids emulate the American style of celebrating rather than the style of teams like Puerto Rico and the Dominican. In other words, the more boring brand of baseball. Why does everyone else have more fun playing baseball than we do? And why do some players assume that just because the opponent is having fun playing the game, that translates to disrespect to the other team? You can flip your bat or be happy about a defensive play made by a teammate and also respect your opponent. More fun and less beanball retribution. We should all be able to get on board with that. I'm Greg Giannotti.
Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com. Visit Apple Chevy and save with $5,250 cash back on the 2017 Equinox. Get details and schedule a test drive at applechevy.com.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Chicagoland can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Potholes, fender benders, cars take a beating. It's time to get it to Gerber. Gerber Collision and Glass. With locations across Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana, Gerber can start work today.
Think you don't have time to wait for repairs? Gerber's faster than average cycle time has you in and out in no time. And when you stop into your local Gerber, enter to win tickets to watch the last Blackhawks home game of the season in a suite. Stop by your local Gerber location and enter to win a pair of suite tickets to watch the April 2nd
Newcastle Home Loan, NMLS number 155.80, Equal Housing Lender.
Home prices are up 32% since 2012, over 6% in just last year. If you own a home, refinance now and take some cash out. Pay off high credit card debt, breathe a little easy. I'm Jim Quist, Newcastle.loans. See me online at Newcastle.loans. That's Newcastle.loans. Or call 855-610-1112. 855-610-1112. I'm here to help you. It's easy. Refinance and get the cash you need.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Home game.
Our own. So today, we're supporting Lauren's dream.
We are Ask an OC Chocolate. That's A-S-K-I-N-O-S-I-E. If people want to get involved, they can just buy some of our chocolate.
Every dream deserves a champion. Find yours at AmFam.com. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
To and access to your Netflix subscription. So why not make that switch to Xfinity? For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. You enjoy that same rate for 2 full years with a 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. No paper. Never forget to pay your bill. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. So switch now to get this.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Now through April 2nd at Lowe's, pro customers can save up to 15% on select in-stock Reliabuilt Masonite and Geldwin doors. Plus, save 10 to 15% on select Quickset products like deadbolts and smart key handle sets. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk for details. Door offer valid online only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Offer on new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Ram trucks. 80 vehicles specially marked. Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, Pacificas, and more.
Alex, can radio hosts get in on this deal?
Yes, of course. Everyone drives with no haggle, no hassle. It's the
first time skydiving!
Sure is!
Okay, you just open the door like this, and you jump!
Oh, wait! Should we be, like, in tandem?
Tandem? That's a great idea!
Are you a certified instructor?
No, but I love parachutes, and I love people! Here we go!
You wouldn't take chances with an uncertified skydiving instructor. Don't do it with your finances. Find a certified financial planner professional today at letsmakeaplan.org. CFP. Work with the highest standard.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Unbelievable. Shura.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
5:33 in the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The push for the playoffs is on, and the Chicago Wolves are currently battling for first place. The Wolves have five home games left, including versus Rockford. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Blackhawks will try to put some more distance between themselves and Minnesota when they host Dallas tonight at the UC. Hawks currently up on the Wild by 6 points in the Western Conference. Corey Crawford, the starting goalie tonight. Nick Schmaltz went down hard in practice this morning and had to leave the ice, but he's fine and will play tonight when the puck drops at 7:30. Tanner Caro gets a 2-year contract extension today. Cubs and Diamondbacks tied up 3-3 in the seventh inning at Salt River Field's. Jake Arrieta doing it all today. He lasted five innings, gave up eight hits, three earned runs, struck out four, and also hit a solo home run off Zach Greinke and drove in a second run later. Chris Bryant, Munenori Kawasaki, and Wilson Contreras all with doubles in this one. Brian Dentzing currently on in relief. Meanwhile, over at Camelback Ranch, White Sox manager Rick Renteria says he hasn't told any of his pitchers who will be in the starting rotation this year.
Not at this point. You know, I still think they need to allow themselves to play through this spring. I think if there's any question and things that we have to deal with on an internal phase, we'll deal with it.
Well, we know for sure Jose Quintana will be in that rotation unless someone makes the White Sox an offer they can't refuse. Quintana put on a clinic today against the Reds. He went seven innings, gave up just two hits, no walks, and struck out three. Sox currently up on Cincinnati 3-2 in the eighth. Zach Birdie gave up two runs in relief. Bulls are off today after a win last night over Detroit. They host Philly tomorrow. Campaign reassigned to the D-League today. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rose and Hyundai. Visit RoseandHyundai.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. Enjoy two egg and cheese wake-up wraps and add bacon, sausage, or ham for a dollar more. Perfect with a rich, smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Ooh, it's on.
Ooh,
it's on.
On. It's on.
Oh, no, it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
I don't know about anybody else, but I think we're all going to be kind of watching the Sweet 16 tip-off tonight.
And oh, no doubt. Here's what your lineup is. That CBS 2 at 6:09 has got Oregon and Michigan.
Might be the best Big Ten team left.
6:39 Gonzaga and West Virginia tips off on TBS. And then your late games on Channel 2, Kansas against Purdue. And then on TBS at 9:09 Arizona and Xavier.
Yeah, and I'll get a chance to watch the team that I picked to win the championship in the Kansas Jayhawks, because I do think that they're the best team
they
in the
are.
Tournament. I haven't seen a lot of Xavier. I've seen a lot of Arizona, so looking forward to that. And Bulls fans, if you care about this kind of thing, he'll probably be gone by the time the Bulls pick, if the Bulls try to win out here. But Lauri Markkanen is a terrific, yes, terrific prospect. And he and Alonzo Trier will probably be in the NBA draft. That's their point guard and their big man. And you'll see a lot of them tonight if you're up late watching a little Sweet 16 action. 9:09, as my man Dan Bernstein mentioned. And by the way, every Wednesday, I forget to do it for the last four Wednesdays.
What?
So I am telling you now, and I know we tell people to watch some things that aren't sports, just to balance out your TV diet. The Kalief Browder story on Spike TV, done by Harvey Weinstein and Jay-Z, is as harrowing a television experience as I have had in a very, very long time, man. It is about the correctional system. It is about what happens in New York City far too often. And it is, it is four parts in already. And it is some of the, you thought, well, I thought
OJ Made in America was the best documentary style thing I had seen in a long time, which it is and it will be. And Ezra Edelman did a terrific job. The Khalif Browder story is right up there. So if you can on demand it like I can with my Xfinity X1 box, go to Spike TV and check out the Khalif Browder story. It is a 6-part program, an hour long each one. I'm up to number 4 now, and I'm running real time with it because I'm not waiting on it the night after. But it is some terrific television. Fellas, what you got tonight?
Well, NCAA tournament, obviously, but if you're interested in late night television, Shaq is on Jimmy Kimmel tonight. Oh. And supposedly had more comments on the world being flat.
Yeah. He's also got some weird-ass comments about the Knicks, and Shaq needs to start watching basketball a little bit more because he says the Knicks are bad because they won't buy into the triangle. And I'm
No, the Knicks
are bad because they don't play defense, and half the team has packed it up for the summer. So, yeah, Shaquille O'Neal, start watching a little ball, friend. Chris, what you got tonight?
Well, after basketball, I got to get back into one of the best shows on TV that came back recently, The Americans. I have not gotten a chance
Your America.
Yeah, well, you know how I am.
I only watch shows.
Loving my country and stuff.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, right?
That's right.
Hang on
a second.
And you blow it!
If you don't want to live here, then beat it.
So, episode
President
3.
President Tannehill
that's
over
right.
here.
Episode 3, I think they're in the 4th or 5th season. I don't remember exactly. But yeah. I got to get back into it. One of the best shows on TV, The Americans. So, I got to watch that.
I started watching that when we were in Atlanta. And we got like 6 episodes in, and for whatever reason, we lost it. But everybody that I know says it's one of the best television shows out there, man. Yeah. So yeah, Tanny doesn't miss with the TV viewing. Have you watched the Chappelle Netflix?
No, I was going to mention that, but I heard BMAC do it when I was out, mentioned that he's got the 2 specials on Netflix. I have not gotten to those yet. I just finished the Jim Norton one the other night. I started it when we were on the plane.
It was like something in my mouth or something like that.
Mouthful of Shame.
Mouthful of Shame.
something like that.
It had one of the funniest intros to a special that I've ever seen. Okay. So, you know, if you don't want to watch the whole thing, just watch the intro and then take it from there. But
Norton still has it.
Yeah.
Like I like Norton on radio and some of the podcast stuff, but yeah, I haven't seen him stand up in a while.
Norton's an interesting dude because he's one of the funniest, quickest people ever on radio that I've ever heard, but it doesn't always translate to the stand up.
Right.
I saw him when he was working the material for the special when he was here. I think he was at the Vic last year, and this special, I think he finally comes into his own, and he's got his own voice, and it's funny, and it's vulgar, and good stuff.
It's Norton.
Yeah, that's on Netflix also.
People are having some issues with the Dave Chappelle the first one, because you could joke about anything, but as long as it's funny, people will get it. I think there's some material that people are having problems
boundary
with
pushing stuff
because of where we're at as far as awareness too. I think there's like a couple of transgender jokes in there, and people are like, "Hey, you can get away with it,
right?
If it's funny." And I don't know if people think that Dave is executing at his highest of levels, but I will check it out because, like I said, I got a chance to see him at the Tabernacle a few years back in Atlanta when he was working on this 60 Minutes that he's putting out now.
Like you say, he only had a certain amount of material, and then he was just talking.
He started
talking to people.
Yeah, he started messing with the crowd and started talking about hip hop, and it was like, is he joking or is he just funny, just talking and riffing with people? So yeah, it's a lot of stuff for you to watch tonight. It should be fun.
Yeah, primarily it's about basketball. I think your point about I have gotten finally a chance to watch more of Lauri Markkanen than I had before, and he's a player. He is definitely, and he was not. Sometimes I like scouting guys when they're not playing well. Because everybody looks good in their highlights. You know, you can go to some of these draft videos and see everybody's in, and they show you all the good stuff. But I liked what I saw. If it makes sense, I liked what I saw from him in a bad game or an off game. Because he never stopped doing other stuff. He never stopped doing little winning things and positioning and moving his feet defensively. He's not a great defensive player, but he's a very solid professional basketball player. Mm-hmm. So, and probably looking at top 7 for Markkanen.
No, he's moving his way in there. There's like 7 or 8 players in this draft, and then after that, you're going to have to search for the gem. But, you know, there's Fultz, there's Ball, there's Dennis Smith, there's Marcus Monk, there's
Jason Tatum.
There's Jason Tatum, of course, who just put his name in the draft yesterday, I believe it was. There's Lauri Markkanen and De'Aaron Fox. And those are the seven guys. And then after that, you start to, you know, that Robert Williams kid that went back to Texas A&M, everybody's surprised about him, freshman. Yeah, that was the guy that I saw a lot of Bulls, you know, attachment to. Big dude who could move a little bit, kind of athletic. But, yeah, this NCAA tournament has worked out nicely for me because you don't have a bunch of off-brand teams. And I haven't watched Xavier a lot. If Xavier beats Arizona, I won't be surprised. But I'm not going to be sitting here thinking that I'm going to get a bad brand of basketball either because it's still Xavier. Like, you still – the recruiting reach that Xavier still has, you're still talking about a decent-sized school.
Is Lawrence Holmes down at spring training?
Yes, he is.
Okay, good. He's going to join us next. He'll set the scene for us for his full broat that's coming up on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Ryan Sandberg.
Dallas Green, what did he mean to you?
He goes, I'd like to move you over to second base. That's good that I'll have all winter to work on that. He said, no, I want you to start there tonight. Night. Took one round of ground ball to second base and went out and played the last month of September at second base.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com. Save during Chevy Truck Month and get both 0% financing and $6,500 cash back on select 2017 Silverado pickups. Get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevy.
With $3,000 in closing costs before calling David. A member of David's team, Jose Rodriguez, helped Rick refinance into a 30-year fixed loan with substantially less closing costs and reduced his payments over $300 a month. Rick will use the more than $3,600 he's saving a year to pay off credit cards and then pay off his mortgage in 20 years. So don't waste your time with inexperienced and uneducated lenders who don't know what they're doing. Stop procrastinating. Pick up the phone and call David now at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358, NMLS 19186.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Now through April 2nd at Lowe's, pro customers can save up to 15% on select in-stock Reliabilt Masonite and Geldwin doors. Plus save 10 to 15% on select Kwikset products like deadbolts and smart key handle sets. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk for details. Door offer valid online only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Hi, you heard about the 20-year anniversary sale going on over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights? Well, if not, you're going to hear about it right now because it's on. And it means big savings for you on all Chevy Malibus, Cruises, Equinoxes, Silverados, and much, much more. Over 400 new Chevys all marked with special, never seen before anniversary discounts. It's their biggest sale in 20 years. It's like their sale is on sale. They got a bunch of Camaros, too, that you should probably check out if you want to go with the LRT or you can go with the SS. They got everything for you. The 20-year anniversary event at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. They really are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff. That's me. Tell them I sent you.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
First time skydiving?
Sure is.
Okay, you just open the door like this and you jump.
Oh, wait. Should we be like in tandem?
Tandem? That's a great idea.
Are you a certified instructor?
No, but I love parachutes and I love people. Here we go.
You wouldn't take chances with an uncertified skydiving instructor. Don't do it with your finances. Find a certified financial planner professional today at letsmakeaplan.org. CFP. Work with the highest standard.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move.
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right. We got a full
bro.
We are sending it to Arizona. To Mesa, where Lawrence Holmes is waiting and ready. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, men.
How's it going?
It's good. I've enjoyed. I've only been down here, you know, about 24 hours, but I've enjoyed it. I got to watch a little bit of what was happening on the backfields with the minor leaguers yesterday, and watching Anthony Rizzo. He was hitting every inning because it was a minor league game, and watching him in his last two at bats work on bunting against the shift and trying to lay it down the third baseline. One time he didn't get it. The second time he did, but you know, just that's not going to happen.
I hope he doesn't do too much.
Right, you want him to still, you know, try to hit through the shift, but there are going to be times and there's going to be moments in the season where maybe he's not seeing the ball as well or swinging the bat as well, where that might be a good idea here or there. You know, a couple times a year, I think it makes a lot of sense to do. I don't know if much more than that you want a guy that has, you know, 30 home run potential to do that. But tinkering with your game, I'm down with that.
Yeah, sluggers bunting. Nolan Arenado was asked to do that last night.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Jay, I was out in these Phoenix streets last
be
night
careful.
Looking for a place to watch the game, and people around here were in it. Like, it was funny to me that in downtown Scottsdale where I was hanging out, they were advertising, hey, WBC final here.
Right.
And I was sitting next to one lady that was out of her, she was living and dying with every pitch.
For which
last
team?
Last night. For Team USA.
Okay.
You know, and it was kind of cool that there were watch parties going on for WBC, which is going to be one of the things I end up talking about tonight. I really enjoyed this version of it. I had a good time as a baseball consumer watching it, and to me it had a lot to do with the joy that you saw the Dominican team play with and the Venezuelan team and honestly the Japanese team play with, along with what Puerto Rico was doing, which was just ridiculous. But last night, man, I was so mad that it had to be Ian Kinsler. You know,
it
had to be the fun police. But if you're gonna talk bad, you gotta walk bad, and he did it. He came through with a big home run to open things
Shut it
up.
Down.
What you got for us tonight, my man?
So that's where we're going to start. We're going to talk about some of the things and some of how do we bottle up some of that joy and bring it from the WBC to MLB. That's one thing we're going to do. Bruce is going to jet back here from Glendale and talk with me about Quintana and also just kind of get a report of what's going on here in Arizona. JJ Stankovic's going to join me at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk Bears and talk a little bit about Deshaun Kizer. Same thing with Eric Edholm, who's going to join me at 9. I got the hookup at the car rental place. I'm going to talk about the best hookups, at least, you know, when it comes to goods, maybe not services, that you've ever gotten. And this Theo story in Fortune is... Yeah,
he was named God today.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been saying that if the Democratic Party was smart, they would throw a whole lot of money at Theo and say, come fix all of this. All of these problems that we continue to have.
He don't want that smoke. He don't want that smoke.
I don't think he's interested.
He don't want that smoke in his life. All right, Lawrence, we'll be listening, man. Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Lawrence. We thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
Back in the 70s, he was the lead baseball scout for the Chicago White Sox. And Reinsdorf was the owner of the White Sox and then bought the Bills.
I don't want to ignore our guests either, Rick Bozich and Greg Gabriel. And we also thank the producers, Nick Shepkowski.
That was us trying to get Seth Allen through the second half. So he's going to try to continue to play through the pain.
All right.
You can't get enough of that, can you?
That's one of my favorites.
We don't even know what it is.
Nah, it's just him burping or coughing or sneezing.
Or all three at
all
the same
three.
Time.
Like every dwarf just happened with our guy, Vern Lundquist.
The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Anthony in New Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Yes, Mike. I got one free agency target that I think he would fit perfect with the Giants.
Who's that?
The Gorilla.
Okay. Thanks for bringing that to the show, Anthony. It really was a help.
Oh, you can't play Ding Dong Ditch on his sports stoop. You gotta bring real sportsy Sportsington stuff to that man's doorstep.
The Gorilla.
No play. No play allowed.
No fun. Not on that show. This is sports, mister. This isn't fun.
What else we got?
Oh.
All right, let's go home.
Well, I gotta read.
All right, well, Dan's got to read, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Believe me.
For Dan Bernstein, I'm Jason Goff. Lawrence Holmes is coming up next. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
The horn goes off, track shoes out.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. Visit Apple Chevy and get both 0% financing and $5,750 cash back on select 2017 Traverses. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads. When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick
Apple Chevy. Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
To you because ProFlowers has just launched a brand new service called Pro Gifter. This is the easiest and foolproof way to never forget an event and look awesome all year. The Pro Gifter service allows you to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries, same or different, to 3 addresses or the same, up to a year in advance. So if you procrastinate or forget an anniversary or a birthday, this is the service for you because then you're already set. It's 3 bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for $99. So you're going to save time. You're going to save money. It's up to $70 in savings. And most of all, you get peace of mind. You're going to look thoughtful and like you spent a lot more than you did. It's ProFlowers. So you get the 7-point quality check before shipping. You know they'll look good and they're backed by the 7-day freshness guarantee or your money back. So right now you are thinking of that occasion for which you're going to need to send flowers. So go to ProFlowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. Pick your flowers, set the delivery dates, and you are done. That's ProFlowers.com.
It's spring clearance time at Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, and we're selling new Jeeps with rock-bottom pricing. For a limited time only, a brand new 2017 Jeep Cherokee is just $18,900. That's a brand new Cherokee for under 19 grand. Hurry in today because the spring clearance event ends March 31st. Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 173 or visit driveantioch.com.
On select models plus tax, title, license, and doc fee ends 3/31/17.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Now through April 2nd at Lowe's, pro customers can save up to 15% on select in-stock Reliabilt Masonite and Geldwin doors. Plus save 10 to 15% on select Quickset products like deadbolts and smart key handle sets. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk for details. Door offer valid online only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
First time skydiving?
Sure is.
Okay, you just open the door like this and you jump.
Oh, wait. Should we be like in tandem?
Tandem? That's a great idea.
Are you a certified instructor?
No, but I love parachutes and I love people. Here we go.
You wouldn't take chances with an uncertified skydiving instructor. Don't do it with your finances. Find a certified financial planner professional today at letsmakeaplan.org. CFP. Work with the highest standard.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with